Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Check out tens of thousands of technical articles on our new knowledge hub on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, the landscape in the Midlands of Ireland is very much being transformed. Yesterday, Bord na Móna confirmed that it had ceased harvesting peat. The peat-burning power stations in Lanesborough, County Longford and Shannon Bridge further down the Midlands have closed in recent months. And over the next few months, and indeed for the next couple of years, you'll notice this change because our flower beds won't have the horticultural moss peat and the peat briquettes will no longer burn in our fireplaces. Now, all this change brings challenges to the Midlands as communities there have relied on these jobs created by Bord na Móna and the ESB for their livelihoods over many, many decades. Of course, it's good news environmentally as we move from brown to green. But Ciara Mullooly, RTE's Midlands correspondent, has observed these changes. And on a nationwide special on RTE One television on Monday week, he'll be reflecting on the past, the changes of the present day and the challenges for a just transition into the future. And Ciarán joins me now. Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Damien, from the Misty Midlands.
Well, you witnessed the last hours of the peat-burning fire stations in the Misty Midlands over the past number of months. I suppose, Ciarán, can you paint a picture for us for people outside of that area? How important these peat burning stations were, how important the ESB and Bord na Móna were to communities and to families there over generations.
Yeah, sure, Damien. I mean, I think the word seismic is probably the word I would use in terms of what's happened in the course of the last few weeks here in the Midlands. Because let's say at the very beginning that, you know, the people here are not stupid. People involved in Bord na Móna for generations have always known these days were coming, Damien. They always knew that, you know, burning fossil fuels was not good for the environment and they were going to be phased out and they would lose their livelihood. The problem is the just transition that was planned over 10 to 20 years collapsed in the last 12 or 14 months. So these two events in September were really seismic, or in December were seismic, because you're talking about a region, Damien, where once Bord na Móna employed more than 6,000 people. Think about it. I mean, Intel, HP, Apple, these major employers of today, this was the Midland region of the 70s, 80s, 60s, all the way up. So when those two power stations closed in December, now they've been locked up, people were really saying it was not only the end of a livelihood, it was the end of memories going back for generations in their families.
And these were good jobs back then, Ciarán. Like communities, housing estates were literally built as a result of the jobs that were on offer in these parts of the country. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure people around the country really appreciate this, because when Bord na Móna brought people from all over the country to the Midlands in the 50s and 60s, they built houses for them. These housing estates are, the architect Frank Gibney did the designs for them. They're all over the country. They're in Offaly, Kildare, Port Arlington, they're in Allenwood, they're in Longford, Roscommon. Unique housing developments, very, very special areas where people came from. And if you drive to my hometown of Lanesborough this morning, Damien, it's across the River Shannon, you see the flags of 32 counties flying on the bridge, because over Christmas they've been remembering all the counties that sent their workers to the Midlands. Of course, they settled down in places like the Park and Kilcormac, and on our nationwide programme we're going to hear from some of the residents there. They came together, they met number 1, met number 10, the people in number 20 married people in number 40, their kids moved into the estate. There are three generations in some of these estates. And one last thing about this issue of Bord na Móna and ESB, they were superb employers in their time, Damien. I don't think people appreciate around the country that in the height of a harvesting season in the 80s and 90s, a Bord na Móna worker could bring home over £1,500 in his or her pocket. Now, I'm not sure that day will ever come again in the Midlands.
You can see why they're lamenting its passing, as I said, albeit, you know, it's what has to be done from an environmental perspective. But it's something close to your own heart, Ciarán, because your late brother Pat worked as quality control manager at the Mount Dillon Works.
Yeah, I mean, Pat was one of a staff who were involved in this process of preparing the peat harvest every year and bringing it together, ensuring the quality was the dryness and the quality was right going into the station. But he worked alongside hundreds of people whose life really surrounded this work. And in the year, in the summer, it was very hard work and very difficult work, particularly with the power station coming online. The ESB started that power station in Lanesborough in 1958, and Shannon Bridge came along in 65. And the ESB, again, a tremendous employer, Damien. Probably, it was estimated 2 years ago that the average pay of an ESB worker in power stations was €75,000 at that stage. So you can see why there is such a lament for what's happened in the last number of weeks with the closure of these power stations and the change of times in terms of the economy of the Midlands too.
Yeah, and people will remember the great Offaly hurling and football teams. The great golden era for the fateful county was in the 70s and the 80s, not so much in recent times. And much of that is put down to the fact that there was work there while other counties lost young players maybe to jobs in cities and abroad or whatever. That didn't happen. People didn't have to emigrate as such from Offaly. And I know there's a couple of great stalwarts, Liam Kearns and Sean Lowry. They spoke to you for this programme. And Liam Kearns has the distinction of winning All-Ireland senior titles in both hurling and football. And this is how it all began.
Well, I was born here in Kilcormac in a place called, in the Borden Mona estate, called St. Cormac's Park, number 81 is just over there. And every Sunday morning in the 60s, after Mass, we would always come out here to this green in front of us, and it would be about 30 people in there, mostly fathers and sons playing hurling. And we'd be about three slitters or four slitters there, and it'd be all broken up and everything. And if you got a puck of a ball in a half an hour, you were doing well. And that's how our Sundays, you just couldn't, when Mass was over, you just ran into the house and got your hurley stick and out you went like a gazelle to hurl. And that's how where we started hurling. There's 104 families here, so you had no shortage of teams to play against. This area here in St. Cormac's Park was known as the back of the park, and we used to have competitions between the back and the front of the park. Would be over that side, we number one up to whatever, yes. And we'd have games, and the games would be serious.
And there might have been a bit of inter-county rivalry too, because some of these families had come from around the country.
Oh, they would have, yeah, from all over the place, because there was jobs, and when there's jobs, you get people move.
That's the great dual star Liam Kearns there, who you'll be able to see on that Nationwide on Monday week on RT1 television. Kieran, before we go, we hear about the Rust Belt in America, how communities were left behind when industries died. It's important now that things are got right for the people in the Midlands.
Yeah, this is the big task facing Kieran Mulvey, the new Just Transition Commissioner, who appointed by the government. And I can tell you, Damien, he's up to his eyes in this, particularly this week, as he tries to negotiate what he considers to be the sort of aid that's required for these communities. He wants to see projects coming forward in areas such as food manufacturing, food distribution, IT. He wants to see people working from home in the region, and he wants to see as much aid as possible given to these communities. He's been speaking with the Minister for the Department of Environment and Climate Change, Eamon Ryan, this very week, trying to ensure that the ultimate package is put together. Because, listen, at the end of the day, these were very, very good jobs. They built really tremendous communities, and he has to ensure that the future can mean you can stay in the region rather than leave it to make a livelihood.
All right, big challenges ahead. Kieran Mulvey, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that edition of Nationwide RT1 television on Monday week, the 25th of January at 7:00 p.m. We'll send out a reminder before that as well. And Liam Kearns and Sean Lowry and others appearing on that.